Yeah, sure. The tradition has been that where they've brought in girls' choirs, the tradition is often that the girls have to leave at the same age as the boys. So the oldest male choristers tend to be about the age of 14, occasionally to 15. So most of the cathedrals have said, okay, well, if we're going to keep girls in, but because girls' voices don't change in quite the same way, in theory they could keep singing the treble line, but we actually want to provide opportunities for new girls to come in. And so a lot of the choirs have kept the same kind of tradition, that as the choristers get older, about the age of 14 is a kind of change over time. In Wells, they decided to allow some of the choristers to stay on until 16, partly because they had a little recruitment problem. Because underlying all of this is that the cathedrals that have boys have had 1,400 years to get the finances together. And the scholarships for the girls, you know, have been under 10 years in many cases. And so the finances are often quite rocky. And the subsidies for being in the girls' choir and being participating in the independent school, which is usually associated with the cathedral, are less. So there are still some real gender issues there in terms of the finances.